We're at the ethanol forum in Omaha today, talking with Doug Durante, Clean Fuels Development Coalition. And Doug, interesting presentation you gave today. And of course, the big issue right now, the big topic with everybody is the RFS. What I heard you saying was maybe it's time to get over the obsession with the RFS.
I think that's right, Ken. The RFS was designed to be a floor and not a ceiling, and it was supposed to be a fallback, backstop position for us to know that we would always have a minimum amount of ethanol, but it's turned out to some degree to be a ceiling. So we've got to recognize that and find some value markets and some ways to move beyond that. But it is an obsession for sure. Everybody in the industry is really focusing on having those requirements stay as high as possible.
Some talk that the EPA may reverse themselves, maybe go back, increase those numbers a bit from what they announced earlier. Some talk of legal action if they don't do that. But you're saying let's move on from that.
Well, we certainly want to make the RFS all it can be. This is not in lieu of the RFS. And yes, there is talk of, I think they're going to put, they suggested that we not only not increase this year, but we go backwards. I think they've rethought that and reconsidered that, and I think we may go get a little bit back to where we should be. But what I'm saying is that whatever those numbers are, we need to find additional markets. At some point, we're going to hit that market too, so that we need to find other values, clean octane, carbon reduction, climate change, other things that can complement and move us beyond the RFS.
Okay, so what's the potential there? I mean, how big a task will that be to, as you say, kind of have a rebirth as an alternative fuel?
You know, it's quite doable. The key to this whole thing are flex fuel vehicles. We have 20 million cars in this country that can burn any combination of gasoline and ethanol, and yet the incentives for automakers to make those cars has been taken away. So that's one thing we absolutely need to focus on as an industry, is getting those incentives reinstated so that we have a place to put the fuel. And that goes back to the point I just made. If we did that, that has nothing to do with the RFS. That would move beyond. We wouldn't be limited by whatever the RFS credits are.
How much has the new oil boom in this country, how much has that hurt how people perceive the need for alternative fuels?
You know, it's interesting. I've always believed and said that ethanol's value is the sum of its parts. It's part energy security, it's part clean air, it's part jobs, it's part lowered tax base. It's a whole bunch of things. If you simply looked at energy security and the increased oil production here that results in reduced imports, then I suppose you could make that case. But we still use an awful lot of oil, and that assumes that to put ethanol in a box and say that was its only job, which was to reduce oil use, really denies a lot of its other benefits. So it's a factor, and I'm glad we're not importing more, but ethanol has got much more to offer than just being part of that equation.
Okay, so as you mentioned, automakers support ethanol. They're all for it. I guess what does the industry need to do now to make this happen?
Again, I think the key is to help the automakers use our product, which they've said they liked, and there's a couple of things to increase the quality of fuels across the board so they're not producing as many toxics and particulates so that they're higher octane. But again, getting these incentives. And the beauty of that is if ethanol is not available or for some reason it gets too expensive, then you don't have to use it. That's the ace in the hole for that, as opposed to electric vehicles or natural gas, where you've committed to a single source of fuel. So, again, we need to demand of our elected officials and of our government, give us the tools to get out of this oil trap that we're in. And the way to do that is with flexible fuel vehicles that can use multiple fuels.
Is big oil going to let that happen?
They're not going to like it. they're not going to like it, but, you know, they're not going to be the ones to fully call the shot on that. So, and again, this would move beyond any regulatory requirements or anything else. So it would be much closer to free market. If we can compete, if we can get in the market and compete, then we don't need any of these government programs. But we do need the tools, so it's sort of a balance.